I want you to look into my eyes, Rishi Sunak, and I want you to look at the pain, the trauma, and the regret I have in my eyes. We have been left with no help at all.
Take a listen, mi gente. Jab-injured man confronts British Prime Minister on GB News.
I want you to look into my eyes, Rishi Sunak, and I want you to look at the pain, the trauma, and the regret I have in my eyes. We have been left with no help at all. Not only am I in here that's vaccine injured, there's another man over there whose life's been ruined by that COVID-19 vaccine. I know people who have lost legs, amputations. I know people with heart conditions like myself, Rishi Sunak. Why have I had to set up a support group in Scotland to look after the people that have been affected by that COVID-19 vaccine? Why are the people who are in charge, who told us all to do the right thing, have left us all to rot and left me and the thousands and the tens of thousands in this country to rot? Rishi Sunak, look me in the eye. When are you going to start to do the right thing? The vaccine damage payment scheme is not fit for purpose. In Scotland right now, according to the yellow card system, there are over 30,000 people that have had an adverse reaction to that vaccine and 200 deaths.
John, thank you very much indeed for your question.
It's time for you to start doing the right thing, Mr. Rishi Sunak, and the rest.
You've made a really strong point, John. Prime Minister.
Yeah, John, well, I'm very sorry to hear about your personal circumstances, and you said someone over here also seems to have suffered by a similar thing. Now, obviously, I don't know about the individual situation that you're in.
Silence, and Rishi. We're silenced.
Well,
on
I don't.
Social media and everything.
Okay.
We are silenced. We are the most silenced people in this country.
We're silenced right. In the press because my story in the press.
Okay.
I had to go to the government for comment, and they made the take all the stuff out.
Forgive me both.
I know, I'm happy.
No one.
Okay. John, no one is saying. No one's saying.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I've lost my house, my wife, a successful career.
And, sir, you raised some very valid points, I'm sure. What I've got to say is, though, we haven't got you on microphone, and as you know, we've got to get through this. I'm sure we can raise your points with the Prime Minister at a later date. But in the meantime, Prime Minister, if you can cover the issue.
I'm very happy to. So look, there is a vaccine compensation scheme that's in place, as you alluded to, in the NHS. Obviously, everyone individually will work through their cases. It's difficult for me to comment on anyone's individual case. I'm sure you'll appreciate that. I'm very happy to go and look at the cases, and I'm sure you'll get them to the team here. I mean, I'm very saddened and shocked to hear that you've been silenced by anybody. That is surprising to me. So please do get your details to Stephen and the team, and I will happily take that away. Of course, you should be able to speak about your experience, what's happened to you. And as I said, we have a compensation scheme in place for that, and I'll make sure that we're working through that. Obviously, I think you'll appreciate it's hard for me to comment on your specific circumstances, just not knowing them, and those things are.
Forgive me, sir, we haven't got a microphone on this, so
our viewers and listeners won't be able to.
I think the last thing I'd say is, we went through a pandemic like everyone else. At the points when it came to the vaccine, those decisions were always taken on the basis of medical advice from our medical experts to tell us as politicians, who are obviously not doctors, about how best to roll out the vaccine, what was in the public health interest, the priority order, how that should be done, who should be eligible. That was something that the doctors recommended on, and that's something that we followed. Now, obviously, if there are individual circumstances which haven't worked out, then that's why we have the compensation scheme in place, and I'll make sure that we follow up on your cases.
Okay, Prime Minister, thank you. Gents, both of you, do give us your details. We will get that to the Prime Minister, and as he said, he will, I'm sure, look at that for you.